Welcome to the teaching and preaching ministry of Reverend Casey Williams. The word is taught in simplicity, yet we power. As the deer panteth for waters, let your soul long for God's word. Sit back, relax, and listen to God's word. Now, Reverend Casey Williams.
So during this series, I'm going to say, you might find me saying some things that might challenge your thoughts. Some things that might seem as if you have been cheated all along. Something that might hit you like, so all the things they've been teaching me since the children's church is nonsense. No, they're not nonsense. There were things that were supposed to build us up. Am I communicating? How many of you were in secondary, my school does it, they teach you division in mathematics. They say 4 divided by 2, we shout what? 2. 7 divided by 2, what's our answer? Impossible. And you're right. Do you remember then? Say, 11 divided by 2, impossible. 21 divided by 2, impossible. 20 divided by 2, 10. 30 divided by 2, 15. 17 divided by 2, impossible. So that is how they want us to go. Now, listen, it's actually educational purpose sake. There are some certain things that should not be taught you at some level of your life and age. However, the issue then becomes an issue that we're taught those things, but we're not being taught that after a while we should outgrow them and let the rich stuff. And when it comes to the Christian thing, the faith, we run with what we're taught when we're young. How many of you know this song? If you do good, kingdom, oh, kingdom, oh, kingdom waiting for you. If you do bad, no more kingdom. Oh, no more. Oh, no more kingdom. If you are here, you don't know that song. Means you have been bad boy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By the way, how many of you ate your offering money to buy biscuits? You used to buy biscuits. To the glory of God. So what's going to teach you? So when you're going to give your kids money to buy biscuits, give them money, for offering. Give them money for biscuit first, and give them money for offering. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Okay, so the things I'm saying now might seemingly sound new to you, but they're not new. They're only new because they're just new to you because you're just hearing for the first time. My communication. However, what your pastor taught you at home, he didn't intend to mislead you, but he taught according to what he knew. He was a product of a seminary, product of a Bible school. And what you're being taught is what you also want to teach. But let's bypass all that and focus on the scripture. So I'm not teaching you from my own philosophy of what I've known. I'm teaching you of God's word in the scriptures. And that is why I try to take it in a slow pace, partition by partition, so you will not miss any part of this. Please, I beg of you, whatever is going to cost you to be in service for this whole series, please be in service. Because we'll have men who are 60 years old who don't understand what salvation is. I might even shock you, there are people who are pastoring, that God called them to be a pastor, they still don't understand what salvation is. I just want to beg you, this teaching will expose you to so many things. One of the danger you should be cautious of is the danger of pride, spiritual pride. And that's somebody saying, you, what do you know? A pastor who doesn't know more than you cannot teach you anymore. I'm humble in this series. Say it again. Say, I'm humble in this series. I learn God's word. I use God's word. And God's word blesses me. In the name of Jesus. All right, quickly we'll start. So what is salvation? Now, this is the most misunderstood subject of the Bible. The most misunderstood subject of the Bible. But last time, this is the most misunderstood subject of the Bible. And to think that the whole Bible was written for this purpose is now a very funny thing. The entire of the Bible was written for man to understand salvation, to gain salvation. But alas, this is the most misunderstood salvation. That's why we have varieties of salvation. A deeper life brother or sister never believed that a Christ embassian is a born again Christian. Do you have a witness in the house? I don't want to say a Christian person doesn't believe that. Okay, I don't know about that. But even if we believe, we are suspicious of their salvation. So we have believers suspecting each other's salvation. So you are not saved. You are not saved enough. Most of you, almost everybody, we look at white garment church people as if they are not Christians. We have our reasons for that anyways. Am I communicating? But do you know that a white garment person can be born again? Tongue speaking, full of the Holy Ghost. Just that they have a funny practice in church is not what salvation is all about. So I want to first of all detach salvation. God, something there. Don't tell them stop that noise. What? Right. I should say this to you. That is part of this summer record. Are you still here? Are you still here? Where was I? Huh? What's that? See why should I have distractions? Hallelujah. I don't think we should know. Let's pray in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Go ahead. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't look at me. Hallelujah. To have voices of salvation. Those who feel that more saved than other persons. And even in the church, some people still feel that this one salvation is not up to mine. And once salvation as a subject is not understood, it affects every other aspect of a believer's life. Am I communicating? That affects. So I want to detach salvation from religious activities. Pay attention to what I'm teaching right now. Are you here? If you don't pay attention, you will miss it. And you go out and say, I thought another nonsense. Pay good attention. I want to detach salvation from every other thing you know of. The church principles, the church doctrine is not salvation. That the church say don't wear trousers or wear trousers, that is not salvation. Am I communicating? And by the way, a great church is not a church that permits people to wear trousers or to paint their hair, to wear earrings in church. But a great church is not a church that has good music, where the pastor dresses well. A great church is not a church with AC. A great church is a church that teaches Jesus full stop. So a great church can teach Jesus full stop and still tell you don't wear trousers. Am I communicating? You can find a great believing church who frowns at wearing earrings. That becomes a church principle, a church doctrine, not the doctrine of Christ. Am I communicating? And there's nothing wrong in that. So one day I just wake up and say, now, sisters, don't wear trousers in our church again. Provided I did not tell you that God said that trousers is a sin. If I say so, then you should begin to pray for me. But if I say I don't like trousers in my church, you have to hear me. Who bouncer in church, the real church, and throw you away. So you don't open your mouth and say, any church that says there's no real church, that's not a great church. However, there's a tendency that you can't know grace and still have shadows around you. I agree what I'm saying right now. I'm trying to separate things so you understand it. You can't know the teaching of the grace of God and want to still be living under shadows and crowds of activities, do's and don'ts, by communicating. But those activities does not in any way invalidate the grace gospel. Sir, yes, sir. So I'm still trying to separate salvation so that it becomes an entity. Let me even go deeper. That means that a man can be saved without belonging to any local church. But a man should not be saved not belonging to a local church. Do they hear me? If I become a born again Christian right now, I say I'm not a member of any church. You know, I don't have an issue with anybody telling me not to wear trousers. Whether wear trousers, I wear what I want to wear. Am I communicating? You get what I'm saying at all? Glory to God. Do you get it so far to this point? Are you sure? I want you to stand up. You're not a teacher now. I'm not a pastor. You don't ask me to stand up. I need them. Glory to God. So salvation is an entity on its own. It's like a program, like a software that will be installed. So on its own, it is operational. On its own, it can function. You only take it to put into your system. So I hear, sir. Right, so lack of understanding of what salvation is what necessitated varieties of grants of salvation. You know, some people even out of anger open church just to grant their own salvation. They even thought they are helping God. I know of a pastor who says in the church, you know, the entire church, he said, no matter not white garment, you pull off your shoe outside. All those things are still activities. But it is always found in churches where they have not understood the core meaning of salvation. So any church that begins to have over religious activities is still struggling to understand the real meaning of salvation. Don't wear necklaces. Don't wear this. When you begin to hear, don't wear. It means that there's a little bit of things that need balancing in such a thing. My communication. The intention is true. They want to serve God in holiness, in righteousness, but holiness is not going to change the way. By communicating? Because that's why it's foolishness for you to tell people not to wear chain in their neck, but you wear chain with torch in your hands. And later you lift up your holy hands. By communicating? No, that's not what I said in my church. I'm not, like I said, there could be a church doctrine, and church doctrine is always what the pastor likes, what the said man of the church likes, or what he doesn't like. So don't accuse Pastor Kumuyi when he says, he should not watch TV. Man of God is talking about what he likes or what he doesn't like. He's trying to guard his people from, you know, watching immoral things. But thank God now he has understood that that is not even the case, because now, whether you watch or not, it will come to you. Am I communicating? So I told my sisters in church, especially the stewards, let me not find any of my sisters in steward wearing leg chain. I'm exposed. 100% exposed. I know that wearing leg chain doesn't take you to hell. And all of that. In fact, my baby is going to wear leg chain in my house, not in church. He has a sexual tone. So I wouldn't want him to wear that to church. And I know that you yourself, you even start wearing that leg chain. There was a time you had a percentage of people who wears a leg chain. But I didn't tell you that it's a sin. Did I say so? No, I'm not foolish. Some of you don't know. I wear earrings in my house. Some people here bought it for me in this church. I will take one today. Someone bought me a new one today. Just wait for me to catch one in my own house. Don't wear it out. Just for fun. Why are you going to be like that? I'm born again. Glory to God. So such things are not salvation. So you're not asking, so what is salvation? So salvation is actually the expression of God's love to mankind. Expression of God's I have to put that express there because there was no delay in it. It came with full speed. It's an express expression of God's love, God's unending and undying love to mankind. I didn't say to the believers, to mankind. The Bible begins to say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Who did he love? The world. God so loved the world. Are you here? So salvation, by definition, is deliverance from danger. Salvation means deliverance from danger. Deliverance from danger. So what's the danger here? The danger of hell. Sin. So it is sin that begets sickness. Are you here? Yeah, danger. Yeah, by the way, in this series, you should have a jotter. Get a jotter for it. If possible, get a new jotter for just this series. You can draw with the jotter, and when you get home, transfer it to another one. Right? So you have to have gospel sensors, no? Because this will not just teach you, it will commission you to know, to begin to teach other people salvation is. Are you here now? So the word salvation is Greek word for surgery, which means deliverance from danger, primarily. And this word was used interchangeably in the scriptures from Old Testament to New Testament. They use it for anything, but it centers around what? Deliverance. Safety. Saving somebody. Just like, as I am now, then I tripped. The protocol guy now catches me. He has what? Giving me salvation. You have salvaged. Did you hear that? Means to save. To save. Alright? It's going to kill. Let me hear you. Means to save. Alright? To save. To deliver. To preserve. to protect. It's as words are synonymous to that. Okay? That's what he came to do. That's what Jesus came to do. Jesus did not come to do anything extra than what? To save. To deliver. And that's the only thing he was programmed to do. Say, yes, sir. That's the only thing he was programmed to do. Programmed to what? To save. And that's why we never saw that he destroyed anything, because he was programmed to save. He said, I came that men through me shall be saved. Are you still here? Are you still here? And the word carries an idea of victory. When someone saved, when you say someone has saved you, it carries an idea of what? Victory. So that means in salvation we have victory over what? Hell. The man who is saved has conquered hell. You guys are not getting it this morning. The man who is saved has already what? Conquered hell. By implication, he's not trying to make heaven. He had made heaven. So believers are not waiting to enter heaven. We're just waiting for the manifestation. Our bodies to be changed. We're heading heaven. Alright? Do you hear that now? You guys are not excited about it. I said we're heading heaven. Thank you, Father. Alright, so what are we saved from? When we say we're saved, what are we saved from? Saved from what? From sin. And the consequence of sin, which is what? Which is hell. First thing I'm going to say that's going to shock you is that God does not take anybody to hellfire. No, God doesn't. Men go to hell. When you say go to hell, when you're angry with someone, you say go to hell. God doesn't take anyone to hell. For you to say that God takes someone to hell is that God is even worse than the devil. I see the devil is in hell, welcoming you. So God is in heaven. And as I presume it, heaven will be very cold. If not for anything, UK, US is cold. And they are better than us. Hallelujah. I hope you know originally, God created the world equal. Are you aware of that? Now men will make the world become what it is. In the real sense, the white supposed to be coming to Africa as we are going to them. Did you get it? We first saw the light. The first ancient city to be civilized was Egypt, and Egypt is in Africa. And the next will be Nigeria. Hallelujah. Let's not be saying nonsense. I know we have given up. Everybody has given up. As I say, try and make money. Hallelujah. Make money. That's the way out. So yeah, your children will have citizenship. One of my friends is a comedian. He's based in Cyprus. The one just gave back about 3 days ago, and his fellow comedian sent him a video saying, oh guy, try to make money, hustle, so that your child will not face you become a citizen. The country will go before. You understand that? You get the joke? You don't get the joke, you don't understand. You just tell me now, let me explain. You get the joke? No. Let me help you, so you understand. So when you travel out, if you give birth in some countries that permit a citizenship by birth, if you give back to the child become a citizen. You yourself that went there, you're not a citizen. So that means your son can deport you. If you have an issue, go to the embassy. Are you still here? So hustle to the glory of God. Can we continue? Alright. So, in Christian doctrine of salvation, we are saved from judgment of sin. Saved from judgment of sin. So once a man is born again, it means that we've been saved from judgment of sin. Not the judgment, that the judgment has been what? Given. For the wages of sin is what? Death. Say it again. For the wages of what? For the wages of what? Again, for the wages of what? Last time, wages of what? So it is not the wages of God. It is the wages of what? Sin. One thing you should learn now, that God lacks the ability to do evil. So it is the wages of sin that is there, not the wages of God. God does not pay man evil. So sin on his own, the repercussion of sin is what? Death. You stick here. I say, you stick here. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. So you can see what it is. 6:23. And the Bible begins to say, wages of sin is death. Continue. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So it is actually an abomination for you to quote that scripture and divide it into A and B. By the way, there's no such thing. I'm teaching so many things as I'm teaching this series now. Did you hear me? There's no like verse A and verse B of a verse. This happened when men are trying to force a verse to say something that it was not originally created to say. Am I communicating? This is the third law of Bible hermeneutics. So, for example, now, I want to talk to Jason. I say, Jason, tomorrow is... That's part A. Does it make any sense? I'm supposed to discuss, I'm supposed to make a sense, a sentence. By the way, the Bible was not written in chapters and verses. Are you aware of that? That is clearly stated in the epistles, because nobody writes that. If I write that to your son and I say, chapter 1, dear Timothy, my son, I hope you are doing well. God bless you. Verse 2, I see the nonsense you are posting on Instagram. This is the way I taught you. Verse 3, nobody does that. But we can create a thought pattern. Write in paragraphs, right? So, now, I'm teaching you deeper things now. When the Bible was canonized, there was no paragraphing at all. So the scrolls you read, men just spoke. So when the Bible compiles how to compile the Bible, that was find the best way to make it to have a meaningful thought. And also, for the Bible to be easy to memorize, the word has given to us, for us what to read and what to confess. Are you still here? Do you even know the first person that attempted to, you know, to put the Bible together was not even a believer? Not even a believer. That's how powerful it is. God can use unbelievers to achieve his own cause. God continue teaching now. Hallelujah. The Bible says wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay, so we are saved from hell. We are saved from what? That means that the primary destination of an unbeliever is where? Huh? Be bold. Is where? The same way we say we're in heaven, and yet we are not eating manna, we're not singing hallelujah chorus every morning, you know, but still going to school. In the same way, the unbeliever is in hell, and he's in hell, but yet he's not yet born in glory to God. So don't look at him and say, this guy is already in hell. He's in hell. By destination, he's in hell, except he's being transported. Our Bible says, for he has translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. So once a man gets saved, what happens is that there's a transfer of his destination from where he was, which is hell, towards another place, which is in heaven. And all this is a spiritual statement. So I'm not expecting you to understand it with your two-part brains now. It's a spiritual activity. Say, yes, sir. So it will be so unfair and so sifumanic of God for him to take me away from hell, then throw me back into hell when I sin. Maybe he came for me when I was sinning. I didn't get what I'm saying at all. So I was in sin. Then he saw me, had pity on me, saved me from that sin when I was already sin ridden. Then because of that sin, one sin, he now threw me back into hell. I think whoever needs salvation is God himself, not me. He has anger issue. See, I'll say some things that you believe. Are we saved? So, does it make sense that God, a merciful Father, come to save you when you went sin? Isn't it clear? Where we're yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. We're still sinning. We're wallowing in sin. See, where we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Then, because of that sin, that he died for. That means, who even sent you? What's he going to give to that? Are you here? So it's going to be just of God to take his salvation away from us because we sinned. See, a sinner sins. Did you hear me? A sinner sins. The primary occupation of a sinner is to sin. And hear me. He knows what he's doing is wrong, but he can't help himself. So a God who can help us, that helps us. If you want to help me, help me. Don't help me and put pressures on me anymore. When we're growing up, I many of you stop peeing on the bed at older age? I know you know raise your hand, don't worry. So, you know, when you're like 4 or 5, you see peeing on the bed, you're peeing on the bed. You know, see, dreams come true, hallelujah. No dream comes true like when you dream that you were peeing. You know, that's how they come down. No dream comes true like that, hallelujah. You will see the full manifestation of the glory of God all over you. You will swim in the pool. Alright, so when you're peeing on the bed, do your parents like that? No. They don't like that. You're messing the whole house up. Do you like that yourself? No. But we even feel ashamed. After we pee, am I communicating? Then what we'll do? We'll try to use some. Ah, God, me. I was a crook. My cousin used to stay with us. Oh, she's small. I remember that. I've been a bad boy. I was a bad boy. Well, I've been a bad boy. Now I'm a bad boy for Christ. Glory to God. I will swap. At the swap, swap, push him to that place. I can't take this blame. Glory to God. They will shout out at them. But I'm you. So our parents hated that idea that we pee on the bed. It's a shameful act. Am I communicating? But you know they didn't kill you. Huh? Some people who that became very serious with, their parents would tell them, oh, you're going to pee before you sleep. Some people say, you will not take water once it's 6 o'clock. Am I communicating? See, wait, who does the pee pain the most? The parents, right? So that is why he or she is the one trying to stop that. Your own is to have a sound sleep. If you pee, you pee. Now pee, you pee. You don't keep busy. I get what I'm saying right now. So it's very wicked of God to not take away from that peace of your parents, rather, and you're not pee next time. Now, all the pee, you have been peeing since. You're not true. You inside that. Doesn't make sense. That's not what God is. So our God is a loving Father. He's a good, good Father. He's a good, good Father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. Sing with me. That's who I am. Who I am. That's who I am. You are perfect, Lord of you. You are perfect. Yes, you are. You are perfect, Lord of you. Alright, let me give you this idea. Sometimes, if you don't understand the concept, you will not enjoy yourself in Christ. The Bible classifies us as lost sheep. You get that? You get that? We were lost. We got lost in Adam. We lost. So, let me show you in the scripture. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Luke 19, chapter. He says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Is to seek and to save that which was lost. In imperative, what this means is that we're lost. So God now begins to look for us. Searching everywhere. We're searching everywhere. Now, when you're searching for something, you are actually intense. Am I communicating? You don't search for something that does not matter to you. You search for something of value. There's the money that will lose 20 naira. How many of you see 50 naira on the road and pick it? Now, at this your age and your startup, you see 50 naira on the road and you pick it. Let me just confess. I believe if you can, I need to pray for you. See, don't turn to yam for 50 naira. See, when we at least turn to yam for 1 million, you know, you're a million yam. Hallelujah. You can't pick nonsense money. Glory to God. So that means that what went missing mattered to God. To the extent he had to send his only begotten son to exchange for that which was lost. You know, if he come to look for you, it will cost him his life. Yet he came down just to do an exchange. Did you get that? So do you think that what cost God his only begotten son would not be taken away just because you sinned? Doesn't make sense. Am I communicating? Doesn't make sense. At all, it doesn't make sense. come to that. So see yourself like iPhone 13 Pro Max. The owner just bought it. He's about to call his friend to come and see it. He's not looking for it. He didn't see it. You know how this will search for such a thing. You check your pocket. I mean, it's in case. We'll be searching your pocket. As if you can enter there. I've been looking for something before. You're not looking for where it can be. Looking for your car. You're carrying your bed up. Moment of standing, so just that God was just all over searching for you. So when He finds you, what do you think will happen? He will put every necessary precaution so that you will not be missing again. Not even because of you, but because of He. He doesn't want to lose you again. Am I communicating? Let me say now, number two, you can't abstain the grace of God. If you say God bless me, I will sin so day you reject me. I will say, for where sin about, grace much more about. I'm not saying this thing to get you to begin to sin. We'll get to that. But let's teach the Bible without the ifs and buts. You can't abstain the grace of God. As a matter of fact, your sins were factored into your salvation. They're not getting me, right? See all the sin you are committing. It was factored into your salvation. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. So when you find something that is lost, you don't want to lose it again. You put measures to preserve it. It is not the thing that saves itself. You get what I'm saying? So since I got my iPhone, I've put so many screen protection on it. Yesterday, the guy called me and said there's one new version that came out now that you can even bend this phone. If you step on it, it will not break. I said, okay, bring it for me. Bought it for me, very expensive. And he put it for me because I don't want my screen to break. I heard it's more painful than heartbreak. Don't leave me. Hallelujah. I don't want it to break. I don't want to experience that. Glory to God. God knows I won't buy a phone with my money. Glory to God. I won't receive it. Are you still here? Are you still here? So I put it up. Does it consign the phone? In fact, do you notice that iPhone like the phone? Do you notice that? iPhone like the phone. Techno doesn't fall anyhow. First iPhone doesn't fall anyhow. But iPhone just like what? The phone. That's why it's called iPhone. No, iPhone. She's not the bad one. I used to hear her. So I'm trying to protect my phone because it has more value to me. I'll continue. In John 3, verse 12. John 3, verse 12. We're going to something deeper now. John 3, verse 12. Say, for I have told you earthly things and you believe not. How shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? In other words, I've been communicating with you in plain things. How we now understand when I talk about heavenly things. So I want to talk about salvation right now. In the next verse, 13, everybody? 13, everybody? 13, everybody? Even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. I'll remind you why this was said in verse 15. Okay, verse 15, 14. Everybody go. What's your why? Say neighbor. Say neighbor. Suspend your reasoning. This is a spiritual matter. Get better now. Remember the story we were told in the Old Testament scriptures that they said snakes were biting children of Israel, right? And God instructed Moses to make a mold of a giant snake and put it up there. You remember that? The instruction was, whosoever looks upon it shall be saved. Look up here. That if snake bites you, snakes are poisonous, right? So they were dying. Folks were dying. Okay? That means it's a poisonous substance releasing them. I say, if you look on the snake, a molded snake, as put on a pole, if you look at it, you will be healed. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Answer, no, it doesn't make sense. But all I know, there's no miracle, there's no medicinal substance that is transferred through looking. My communication, nothing of such. Not even, I've not seen medical people that done through Wi-Fi. But I said, look at it. Just look. But it doesn't make sense naturally, but we have accounts that them who looked on it, they were healed and delivered. So that means that it's a spiritual something. That something looks simple doesn't mean it is actually simple. There's so many things that happen at the back end. My communicating. He just communicated that way simple. Look on it. Once you look at it, you will be saved. You'll be healed. So it doesn't make sense that someone says, look, God, look at me. Then I can look for snake catchers to remove the poison from you. That is exactly what many are doing right now. Salvation looks so crazy to them, so simple. It's just belief. Just believe, okay. I just believe that Christ has died for me. That's all. Yes, that is all. The same way they ask them, just believe. And when you look on the articles, on the place, the snake, you'll be healed. Oh, the Bible does say, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The faith we're talking about here is our salvation. He's the author, he authored it. He's the producer, he's the marketer, not the maker. Hallelujah. The author and finisher of our looking unto Jesus. Yeah, just look on him. Let me show you again. Continue. He said, verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Don't forget, it said in verse 12 that if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe? I tell you what? Of the things of heavenly things. So he's teaching about what? Heavenly things now. You catch what I'm saying this morning? Alright. Together in verse 14. Everybody, let's go. 14. So of man, lifted up. In verse 15 he said, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. One more time again. That whosoever, read it out again one more time. Now I beg you, I know you know these scriptures, it's in John 3:16, but read it as if you are seeing for the first time. You're looking at each of the words. Read it again. Want to go? Pause. Whosoever means whosoever. It doesn't matter your history, the things you've done in the past. It doesn't matter your race, your tribe, whatever. He said that whosoever. What is the yardstick? What is the requirement for getting salvation? Believe it. Hear me. This, the Bible is large enough to contain things like whosoever believed and will not sin any day of his life and will not do any sinful thing or have any same thought, if they put it here, the Bible will still contain it. Am I communicating? But he said that whosoever believeth in him, who is him? Jesus. He said, should not perish, but have, what kind of life does he have? Eternal life means a life that never ends. See, if you understand salvation, be proud. A man who is in Christ have it all. Am I communicating? Am I teaching good this morning? Okay, we're getting ready. And now, in verse 15. So in case you didn't hear it first, let's not hear it in 15. I mean, verse 16 right there. Alright? 16, please. Alright, want to go, everybody? I know you know it, you can recite it, but look at that and I read it. Want to go, everybody? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, again, believeth in him should not perish, but have. Now, guess what? That for 15 and 16. It's not the same thing. Say, in case you didn't hear what I said before, I will say it again. See, be careful when the Bible begins to repeat itself. Just take it. That whosoever, okay, at least if they say whosoever believe in verse 15, they should say whosoever does not sin in verse 16. Abi, he repeated the yastic. Am I communicating? So, what is the yastic for salvation? Believe. I didn't write that. It's as old as you, older than you. Am I communicating? Okay, verse 17. Everybody want to go? For God, 17. To condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. One more time. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. But that. So by this test, we now know the assignment of Jesus Christ is to save and not to condemn. Are you here? For God sent not his son into the world, condemn the world, but that the world through him, by implication, it means that it is through Christ we receive salvation. Verse 18. Very important. Want to go 18? This is the point I dropped the mic. Because I'm justified. Bible says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Again, believe. Am I communicating? Yeah, I know at this point you are like, is it that simple? Yes, it's that simple. I will explain something to you quickly. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. So who takes men to hell? Men. Unbelief. I'm about to say this. Sin don't take men to hell. It's nonsense. Did you hear me? Yeah, it's nonsense. I need to go around after this. Sin don't take men to hell. Someone has it. So what takes me to hell? Unbelief. Shall I shock you again? Good works don't take anybody to heaven. What takes men to heaven is what? Belief in Christ Jesus. What good works did not start today. People have been honorable men. People have lived a seemingly righteous life, yet they are not saved. Communicating. He that believeth in him is not condemned. He is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Father, you say there's no other name given on earth among men that man should be saved. As for what? The name of Jesus. So that means that salvation is in a name. It's not in activity, it's in a name. Yeah. You get what I'm saying this morning? Salvation is not an activity. It is because you do not understand what salvation is. That is why you are trying to do something to earn something that has been given to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yeah. So, Pastor, are you trying to say to me that once I believe that Christ died for me, I am saved? Yes. And nothing can take that away from you. You won't get to heaven. Get to heaven, they can't do restitution to God. The Father, no, I know. It's not me. It's not me, sir. It's not me. Take the name again. Jason, what's your surname? Jason Victory. Yes, sir. It's not me, sir. Odogu? Just know my name, Odogu. Maybe I don't know Odogu. Okay, sir, but are you sure? I'm sure, because they are short. Hallelujah. It's not sure. Say, I'm not deserving of this. You'll be born again ever since. This teaching will strengthen your faith to believe more. But some of you are even born again. We don't know you are born again. That's why I live like someone who is not born again, because you don't know you are born again. Am I communicating? Shall I say that again? Some people who are saved are living like unsaved because they are not sure. They don't even know they are saved. Let's continue quickly. So, quickly. Is it easy to believe? Now, yes. But it wasn't easy to believe in the time of old. Maybe a brief story. I've told it several times in church. So, one guy. Sorry, any first time I hear? The first time in church? First time in church? Oh, can I celebrate him? Celebrate him. Do you have a friend here? Who is present? She's your friend. But this is your first time, have you? Is your first time? No. So the guys cannot be celebrating that. But how come I don't feel I'm seeing for the first time? I feel I've met for a while. Maybe because I'm meant to be a pastor. Do you feel the connection too? God bless you. Have you had one? I'm a pastor. I like your ears. It's powerful. There are some guys that earring fit. But if you don't fit, you don't wear it. Don't wear earring. That be looking funny. And you're not broke. Funny, fine boy. Hallelujah. Okay, now. Just, he's a friend, right? I mean, he's a friend. So just imagine. Can you just face? Come on. Maybe I should not use. Are you comfortable? Are you okay? I will disturb you. Come on, sit down. Separate them, sit down. Sir, come. What's your name again? Come. Yeah, no, you agree. You know him. You don't know each other. You know each other. Talk. Yeah, you know each other. Huh? No, I come. Who do you know in this church? Who do you know in this church? Huh? Ima? Oh, yeah, I come. This is perfect one. Hallelujah. I told him, save them, please, save them. Where's my Jesse? You're not giving my Jesse. Huh? You're not giving my Jesse. You see now? I'm exposing. So, imagine your guy, Abby. Huh? Imagine your guy. So, imagine one day and I wake up and I told you, it's Jesus. You know, say, we know the value to you. Imagine your guy, Abby. Man, I say Jesus. You're laughing. Man, I told you that. It's not just to say Jesus, like the Bobo people. He not told you that you will die for your sin. Yeah, well, that's not the end. Man, I told you, guy. Man, I told you, believe him. He says you believe him. If you give your life to him, yeah, he will save you. He now make you the entire into heaven. Oh, yeah, talk to him. He himself not believe himself. All right, first of all, hold on. You see, just keep standing. You see, when you read the Bible, don't just think it was fables. It was something that happened. So one day, one fine girl got pregnant. In other words, they give her belly. That's the way to communicate it, right? You can go see that. There's a seven and please, yeah. If I get happy, you're joining the workforce, yeah? By force. Team after service. You serve God. Hallelujah. Are you here? One day, one girl, not one girl, belay. Not that the girl, belay, that is even paining people. What's not paining people? Now, they ask you, who gave you belay? It's the Holy Ghost. So now, you know, something can be very annoying. It is bad that you got pregnant, but for you to fool us, like, I mean, what do you think we are? Like, we want to fool the whole community. The guy that's supposed to help matter, Joseph. Ogbolo. What do they call Ogbolo? Like, someone that doesn't. Slow person. They all chop down one eye. Your babe, get belay. He say, the Holy Ghost. So, first of all, the paternity of Jesus Christ was a questionable one. Some people believe he's still a bastard, still now. A child that doesn't have a father is a bastard, right? That's why he's a bastard. Am I communicating? So the news carried it. In that EKG blogged about it. instant blog screenshotted it and posted. Tunde head nods and preferred the whole thing. He said, Virgin, don't get belly. He was trending on Twitter. Everybody was hearing about the news. Then was a watch. That was one day. Did I give it? Funny enough, Jesus doesn't look like Joseph. According to the Bible analogies. Okay, so, do you even think that DNA just started now? It must have, science is not just start. Science was just being modified. There must be a way they try to find out the paternity of their child. Hallelujah. And another day, the father said, not even Joseph, get up. And so this girl, you're doing undercover, kind of person who puts on your status. I'm bought by you. Who should I visit? Well, if you're doing what's doing, let us know what you're doing. Who should I visit? Tourist. Only you visiting people up and down. Tomorrow you're an everybody. That's what you're to do. This is them. I've told you, if you want to do drones, let us know. Who invites me? I'm fun to chat with. I've lost my contact. I'm from the there. No, you think we're fools. Oh God. Mr. Day. Mr. Day is not doing. Are you still here? They are fun to chat with. You are real of you being nonsense. How will you say you are fun to chat with? Better add class to your life. I've said it before, I'm gonna beg again. Ladies, stop that nonsense of posting and bored. So what should we do? If you are bored, unboard yourself now. I'm bored. But when you post such a thing, you are inviting people to come to your DM. And if you believe that such things are not necessary. Shall we continue? So, the news was still on. They gave back to Jesus Christ. They were expecting that Jesus Christ, since the Holy Ghost that gave back to him, they were expecting him to come with as a special human being. The guy come, get third leg like normal. You get what I'm saying now? If it was not useful, why did they give him? He came with it. He passed through puberty. You know, one day, just guy was just, spraying. He saw one big. First someone guy, so the Bible says when he took him to the temple, they were all gone. Very traumatic child. Problematic. He was in the temple, he left them. They got him, say, where is Jesus? Hey! They kidnapped him. They searched everywhere in town to the temple to report. That's all him arguing with teachers. The man kind of reputation the guy. And then his father is often a rich guy, so they live in a compound. So that's a carpenter. And a carpenter, you know how the carpenter does now? Tailors, carpenters, mechanic, Nepal, police, they have their portion in hell. They won't make up without saying. Hallelujah. So, Joseph father, Joseph father might have been making, someone has given him work since he has eaten the money. Then one day he started, my man was coming with anger. He said, my man inside, say, Jesus, if you ask me, hey, I'm not around. Jesus Christ said, my daddy said to him, told me to tell you he's not around. The Son of Man cannot come alive. Hallelujah. So they've seen his humanity. Jesus was betting on the outside of the street. They saw him as just an ordinary boy. They sent him on errands. Somebody even wanted to beat him one day. He bit the person. How do I know? How do you not know? I'm trying to say that Jesus was a human being on earth. When the soldiers pierced him, what gushed out? It was what? Blood and water. Normal thing that would gush out, it would spare you too. Am I communicating? That was when May Matai was trying to massage, to romance his leg. Sorry, was trying to use oil to, to bless his leg. He said, oh, I'm enjoying the way I go. Thank you. Judas said, now this thing can be used to. They said, shut up, man. Go some more. Hallelujah. He had feelings. And the Bible said, and Jesus wept when he heard that his friend Lazarus was dead. Jesus had company. Lazarus was his friend. And Mary and Martha, they were his friends. Am I communicating right now? There are people whom he goes to gist with. Jesus was the life of the party in one particular day because he saved the life of the party. Alright. So the life of the party was supposed to be the wine. So Jesus saved the life of the party by saving the wine because wine finished. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? So Jesus was just a normal guy on earth, but it was between him and his mother that knew that something supernatural about him. I even make bold to say that Joseph didn't even believe so much. Because the system called betrothal, he they will betray someone to you, that means you will marry the person. Except an issue of what do you call it again? Fornication. But in this system, why Mary and Joseph still marry was the fact that nobody came up and said, I was one who slept with her. If somebody came out and said, I'm one of them, then that system would have been what? Would have been broken. Am I communicating at all? I'm trying to explain to you why it was very difficult to believe. Me, self, I no go believe. Are we getting this much more? Can I proceed? Then, remember that Jesus Christ, I told you guys, the Bible recorded that the turning of water into wine was his first miracle in where? In Galilee. There's no waste of words in the scripture. See, this was his first miracle in where? In Galilee. That means, for you to say it's the first miracle in Galilee, that means there have been some other miracles you've been doing. In fact, for your mother to call you in public and say, my son, whatever I tell you to do, do. It means that Jesus would have done similar miracle at home. Maybe gas finished when they were cooking at night. On Saturday. They are cooking beans. 20 minutes into it. Gas finished. No way to wear. Jesus just came and said, please, stop at the power. And the gas started burning. Just right again. Okay? Maybe food finished at home. Just bless the food and the food multiply. For the mother must have confidence. You know what it means? Can your mother even call you to come and dance in a party if they don't know you're a good dancer? Are you getting what I'm teaching this morning? Let's go further. But Jesus when I came, he didn't even now use small mouth to say it. It was not very loud. He's the savior of the world. He said, "Would you just sit back?" It was not necessary that he was he's one girl. You know, it was not from a very privileged family, so they were eating twice or once in a day. So he had a six-pack. He just said, "Oh, who is leaving you? I'm Jesus." There were prophecies given. It does not look anything like it. For unto us a son shall be given, for the government shall be upon his shoulder. This one, we don't know government. Am I communicating? He was not a prince. He didn't even come from the lineage of priesthood. Like, for you to say that, okay, very soon they will make him the king, the governor. They've examined him. There's no how he will become a king. So what are you telling me? This cannot be the Jesus Christ they talked about. He will set the captive free. He will do all that. Then all of a sudden, one day, Jesus now turned water to wine. The gist went wrong. My name, Daddy Freeze. Then did 1 hour YouTube video on it. So I told the people that by their fruit you know them. Which woman being called of God in the whole entire scripture, Old Testament, turned something that is natural to an alcohol? Is your Jesus. He's endorsing that alcohol is good. The news was everywhere. Someone has said, for him to turn water to wine, that means he's even a drunk. He's easy to drink. He's drinking and making to be saying all those nonsense. He's saying that it's Jesus, that is the one that will save the whole world. News, gist upon gist. They made memes out of it. And you see here, the unbelief was still climbing up. One day, that same person now walked upon water. Ah! Mommy, water spirit. Now, before that, they'd be asking of which power was he doing all this thing with? Now walk upon water. So he just does not that water is his kingdom. As that they were holding him. So all these what they call them again? People like to compound theories. They not say as he was walking, they saw demons was holding his leg on that. That's why they did not sing. But they're supporting their king. Hallelujah. So many things to discredit about it. He said he's the savior of the world, that he's God. He will die. That will destroy this temple in 3 days, he will wake up and all of that. So many things was he saying. Men abandoned their family to follow him. Peter, James, John, all of that. They followed him because his fame spread abroad. That fame is not the good fame. He was a notorious person. He had a fan base of people who loved him and people who hated him and people who wanted to kill him. But guess what? When he got to the time they want to kill him, everybody became one. Both people who loved him and people who hated him, they saw a reason for him to die. Am I communicating? Yeah. If you are the Savior who raised Lazarus from the dead, how can a man kill you? You know, kind of brag. Peter has bragged. See, when you read the Bible and some things, you just begin to accuse Peter that body denies Jesus Christ. Your master raised Lazarus, you saw him. The first time they came to catch him, he just did that. He said, "Everybody fell. They don't catch him. Maximum CC. Visibility. It's even a shame that you've told all your family members that, my Lord, my Jesus Christ, he says more to you. He said, oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. But they won't say what they want. The one reason why I must make it in life is that if I don't make it, they will laugh at me at home. This morning, say my pastor, Well, are they? You make it. Hallelujah. So, but I can imagine that scene. When you've told your friends that my master is powerful, he's doing, he can do that. Often in the news, they don't catch up. One day they saw him, they removed his clothes, beat him like a thief. Now they knew all the things you're saying about Jesus Christ. You know, bad things is easy to believe than the real thing. They beat the guy. People are saying, he's the Savior. Let him save himself now. Maximum Shishi. All of a sudden, they crucified him. They killed him. And he died. People don't tell me. Do you think they were waiting? They were watching from afar, not with belief, but with fear. Did you hear me? Because everything they thought about has been shaken. I didn't see. I didn't see the reason why it has been what? Believe. This thing is seeming easy to you now because we are like, we are watching the movie. We've seen the end from the beginning. Am I communicating? So, not just that he died. He said he's going to come back. He resurrected. Do you know that till now, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is still under contention? It's just the soldiers who believe for sure that he rose because an angel of God came to them and rolled the stone away. Am I communicating? But they were being paid to testify to the press that the disciple came and stole his body away. So the empty tomb is not the evidence that Jesus Christ has risen. If the government rise up against you, they will sell you any commodity you will buy it. To the NSAS protest, right? Was it last 2 years? Last year. Soldiers, live shot. Wait, DJ, what's your name again? The switch was doing live Instagram. We watched, saw these soldiers open fire on armed protesters. We watched it. But at the point, the government gaslighted us that we begin to doubt our own realities. Even DJ Switch was now saying, am I mad? Didn't I know what I saw? The government does not need external funding. They have the funds to buy your father against you. By communicating. You guys are not getting me right. Anything sponsored by the government is like corruption. You know what's going on in this country? You give up the more. Any agenda sponsored by the government must stand. By the way, you know your president too. Don't be aware. Just set it in your mind. It's not campaign. This is an agenda. What made Tinubu first to go and accept Buhari come around for president? They've signed the deal ever since. Am I communicating? You know there's a conspiracy theory going on that the man who is in Asok is not our president. Why I don't believe it, I also don't disbelieve it. Because I've seen what a government can do. Yadra died 6 months later before we knew that our former president was dead. Government can decide to shield things from us. So they sponsored that lie and till today, it's just a fragment of the what do you call it again? Of the people from Israel that believe that Jesus actually rose, and they believe not by what the government said, but from what the preachers said. Am I communicating? So the popular opinion in the people who told us about this thing is that his body was stolen by his disciples just to be made to look like he was resurrected. And once the resurrection did not happen, and guess what again? Jesus did not help matter. When he came out, when he was resurrected, I expected him to have come out to the whole world and said, "Now, look at me now." But the Bible said he showed himself to his disciples and spent 40 days with them, teaching them, on teaching them, and reteaching them. And after that, he was caught up to glory. Hallelujah. So nobody externally saw him. So somehow, their argument is valid. If I'm be Jesus, they go hear him. Instagram live. Who they? We are outside. The group is empty. I'll take selfie. I'll go to the herald. You know, pay me a costly visit with my convoy. I told her that we are outside. I'll do a tour on all the radio stations. Find a slogan. We are outside. The tomb is empty. Football, yeah. Communicating. He didn't grant any press. He knew that was the old story has gone round town, but he held on to it. He was equipping the persons who will spread that gospel. 40 good days. 40 good days. Now, do you not understand why it is hard to believe? You understand now? So is it just ordinary believing? Yes, but it was hard because of the trajectory of things that have happened in the time past. Are you still here? Are you still here? Acts chapter 16, verse 31, then I end it. Acts 16, 31. They said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And the household. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Anywhere I teach you about salvation in the scriptures, I show you, it's always about believing. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Put it up there, please. Romans 10, verse 9. To end this teaching at this place. The Bible says right there, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Hope you're not free.
By God's words. To get more of our ministry materials, visit our website www.kcwilliamsministry.org. Kindly follow us on all social media platforms at I Am Christ House, and also follow our man of God on all social media platforms at KC Williams NG. Remain blessed.